it almost seems like every single day we have a story, we highlight a story from Florida. Weird, random things happen almost on a daily basis. And several listeners tagged us in this story out of Florida, where we introduce you to Mary. Mary, who had an unexpected guest that was kind of scary to start off with.
At 3:30 this morning, Mary Wischhusen was rudely awakened by a sudden crash.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh. Yeah, it's scary.
So, all right, let's see and hear what Mary had to say about that.
I thought it was the ceiling and the roof coming.
Okay, so she thought, wow.
That's a big crash.
A big crash. She's like, man, the ceiling's caving in on me.
Imagine her shock when she spotted this.
Okay, what is it? It's an intruder, right?
Probably.
It's got to be someone who's broken into her house.
Maybe naked making breakfast.
You're right. Florida, you're right.
Yeah.
Could
be
naked.
That's my first guess.
Could be naked.
Sure.
And there he was in the entranceway to...
Okay, got
okay.
Who are we
all
talking
right, what's
about?
Happening?
The kitchen, just laying there, never opened his mouth or anything.
Okay,
who's
wait.
Not opening their
is,
mouth?
There is an intruder. There is an intruder that is laying there in her kitchen.
An 11-foot gator busted through a window and entered the kitchen.
He was hunting for something.
Yeah.
It's an 11-foot gator?
She just said he was hunting for something.
Yeah, an 11-foot gator broke into Mary's house hunting for something.
He definitely was hunting for something.
Okay.
Okay.
And he found the wine.
No.
I'm sorry, he found the wine?
Yes.
Okay.
He
all right.
Yes.
So the gator's got a hankering for the drink.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the gator was, you know, needing a nightcap.
First it's the party, then the after party.
And he found the wine.
Yeah, he found the wine.
Okay.
The gator busted 4 bottles of wine.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. He's throwing a full-on party.
Wow. Hang on.
Wischhusen believes the animal even drank some of it.
Of course he did. Like,
right.
Oh, this is delicious. Drunk?
Listen, the gator's not going to come into Mary's house, break some wine, and not drink it.
Of course.
I've had many... I had normal events in my life, so, you know.
No, Mary sounds like she's a worldly woman.
Like she knew. This is unusual.
I don't want to do this one again.
No, she doesn't want to do this one again.
Okay.
No, thank you.
She says the gator seemed docile.
Okay.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, it was like probably chilling
drunk.
Out.
So she went back to her bedroom.
She went back to her bedroom?
Yeah.
Like,
Mary walks down, discovers it's an alligator who's gotten into her wine, is like, well, I'm going to go back.
Didn't know what to do with myself, so I went on the internet and went playing on games.
Mary
didn't know what
playing.
To do.
Was Mary drunk?
So she's like, you know, it's 3:30 in the morning. You know, normal people maybe go back to sleep. Mary's like, well, I didn't know what to do, so I just got on the internet and played some games.
Oh, my God. Did you go back and do some Candy Crush and
right,
waste the night? What's
right.
going on, Mary?
So finally, you know, police and...
Oh, she finally got around to calling police?
And wildlife came and
that's
removed
great.
The 11-foot alligator.
After a couple of levels from, of Candy Crush, I decided to call the police.
From Mary, who, you know, again, Mary was just like...
Didn't know what to do with myself, yeah. So I went on the... internet and went playing on games.
Why not? Let's go on the internet.
I got to level 70 on Pokemon Go.
It's people like Mary that make me not miss Florida somehow.
So there you go. Florida making the show.
She's kind of the neighbor you need, right? She's got a gator drinking wine in her kitchen. She's like, it's all good. I'm going to go play me some Candy Crush.
Listen. Don't get in the fridge. I have a Jell-O mold there setting, okay? So there you are, Florida making the show. What?